Let's take another deep breath. I am sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. Putting your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. These are songs of praise to the ego. Don't put your faith in illusions. Illusions will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and surety. God's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can disturb, nothing can threaten, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God, you. Don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in illusions. Illusions will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. It's eternal, it's changeless, it's forever unfailing. Put your faith in the love of God within you. It's the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God, through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort, and it's your confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort, and it's your confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort, and it's your confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort, and it's your confidence. Tell yourself this a lot today. It's your declaration of release from the belief in idols. Acknowledging that you are sustained by your Creator is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Let this idea that you are sustained by your Creator sink deep into your consciousness. Let this idea that you are sustained by the universe sink deep into your consciousness. Let the idea that you are sustained by your Creator, let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize that it's true. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Don't let any idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. Don't let any foolish and idle thoughts, weary thoughts, anger thoughts, enter to disturb your peace of mind, you holy child of God. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing disturb your mind is the kingdom of heaven. That's the resting place where your Father placed you forever. a place where nothing disturbs your peace, nothing threatens you, nothing worries you. You are sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God.
On page 14 in the teacher's manual, and I'm going to devote about at least 10 minutes to reading so we can hear these thoughts, and then we'll go back over it and hear it again. This section I'm going to start off with is the section called Defenselessness.
Page
14 in the teacher's manual. 14, 1-4. This section is talking about the qualities that we're going to have one day. We're God's teachers in training. We are love demonstrators. And we're learning how to be freedom demonstrators. We're not freedom fighters, we're freedom lovers. And so, the first thing to realize is that God's teachers have learned how to be simple. God's teachers have no dreams that need defense against the truth. God's teachers do not try to make themselves. God's teachers' joy comes from their understanding of who created them. And that's what God created, need defense. No one can become an advanced teacher of God until you fully understand that defenses are but foolish guardians of mad illusions. The more grotesque the dream, the fiercer and more powerful its defenses seem to be. Yet when the teacher of God finally agrees to look past the defenses, the teacher of God finds that nothing was there. So slowly at first you let yourself be undeceived. Slowly at first you let yourself be undeceived. But you learn faster as your trust increases. It is not danger that comes when defenses are laid down. It is safety. It is peace that comes when defenses are laid down. It's joy that comes when defenses are laid down. It is God that comes when defenses are laid down. The next characteristic that we're going to achieve is generosity. The term generosity has special meaning to the teacher of God. The term generosity is not the usual meaning of the word. In fact, it's a meaning that must be learned and learned very carefully. Like all the other attributes of God's teachers, generosity, this one rests ultimately on trust. For without trust, no one can be generous in the true sense. To the world, generosity means giving away in the sense of giving up. To a teacher of God, generosity